Use of the material on this show does not create an attorney-client relationship. The information contained herein is provided for informational and entertainment purposes only. It should not be construed as legal advice on any subject.
Welcome to the State of Your Estate podcast. Keeping it, enjoying it, passing it on. With your hosts, estate planning attorneys, Morgan and Elizabeth Allison.
Welcome to episode 7 of our podcast, State of Your Estate. I'm your co-host, Morgan Allison, and today's episode focuses on electronic documents.
And I'm Elizabeth Allison. On this episode, Morgan will extol the virtues of a paperless law office like ours.
Then Beth will go over some of the law that makes electronic documents and signatures valid.
And in our mailbag segment, a question about hacking will be answered by computer expert Timothy McNabb of Pinnacle Computer Services here in Houma. So stay tuned.
I'm rather proud of the fact that for a couple of years now, we have been a paperless office. As time goes on, that'll probably become more the norm than the cutting edge that it still is now. But what does it mean? Well, what it is actually there's a lot of paper going in and out of our office. I mean, clients get stacks of paper, right? So it's not like we don't have any paper in the entire office. We have printers and that kind of thing. But we store as little paper as possible. We're geared to deal primarily with electronic documents. So we have the software and the equipment to view, modify, and edit and deal primarily with electronic documents. So we have the systems to work with documents in electronic form, and we only print them out when we need to give them to clients or to mail them out. So the way it works is we scan every document that we get in, every piece of mail, every court document, every estate planning document for our clients are all scanned. And they're converted into a universally accepted format called PDF. In that format, any computer can read the document and print out an exact copy just as if it had come off of a copy machine. In fact, a modern copy machine is really, when you think about it, is really just a scanner and a printer put together. It scans, prints, and then deletes the digital copy. So instead of doing that, we take the digital PDF documents from what would have been a copy of a document instead we scan it, and then we store them on the cloud in highly secure encrypted servers. And on the server, they're in digital folders for our clients, and each client has their own digital folder holding all of their documents and any other work we've ever done for them. Then after scanning, we send any original documents that belong to our clients, we send them to our clients, or if they're not for a client, then we shred them. Now, this gives us a lot of advantages in the way we do business. First, it reduces our costs and overhead. I mean, we used to have a room full of filing cabinets and stacks of files on our desks. So we freed up a lot of space, freed up a lot of equipment. And what that also does is gives us a lot of flexibility in how and where we work. So we can work from multiple offices, and we do so. And we can even work from home, or we can work from a car. We can access our files anywhere. Home, car, office, courthouse, or a client's home, for example. Now, for our clients, this gives our clients a lot of advantages also. For example, one of the big advantages is that we give you the comfort of knowing that your documents are safe from hurricanes, floods, fires. The documents are stored on highly secured encrypted servers, like I said, and in multiple locations. So even if one of those locations had some kind of problem, there's still a backup somewhere of your documents and that will be accessible and in any situation short of the end of civilization. What it also does is it gives our clients, it allows us to give our clients the finest in service and in attention. And the reason that is that it allows us to easily bring in and collaborate with highly specialized experts. So our clients who have any kind of challenging legal issues, we can make sure that they have the very best, most specialized representation, and it's all organized and brought together for the advantage of our clients and convenience of our clients. Another thing that it allows us to do is provide services and assistance even at untraditional times. And that's an advantage to our clients. So sometimes we can make ourselves available at night or on weekends. And no, I'm not promising that I'll personally be available 24/7, but we can usually have someone available to assist you. And when they assist you, wherever they are, whatever time it is, they would have full access to your file to be able to assist you just as if they were in the office with your file in hand and open on their desk. So what this also allows our clients is in-home service. We can actually go to your home or place of business if you prefer, as long as you live in one of our service areas, which we're expanding as we network with more and more attorneys statewide. The system allows us to come to you, so it's a tremendous value to our clients in that. See, our philosophy is to combine the best of the old and the new, traditional values with cutting-edge technology. If you'd like to experience the difference in service that a cutting-edge estate planning law office can offer you, call us today at 985-853-8557 or visit our website at allisonestateplanning.com.
Assistance with successions, probate, estate planning, and elder law issues. Call Allison and Allison at 985-853-8557 or visit allisonestateplanning.com.
Electronic documents are becoming more and more accepted, and in many cases expected, in both business and government. Federal courts already require pleadings to be submitted in electronic form, and many Louisiana state agencies prefer dealing with electronic applications and other documents from citizens. Electronic documents are given much the same weight as traditional paper documents, and their validity is recognized in the law. A section of Louisiana law starting at Revised Statute 9-2607 deals with electronic documents and electronic signatures. 2607 states, among other things, if a law requires a record to be in writing, an electronic record satisfies the law, and if a law requires a signature, an electronic signature satisfies the law. Then in 2611, it states that an electronic document can even be notarized with legal effect, and 2612 allows for keeping electronic documents to satisfy most requirements that a record be retained. Before these laws were enacted, it would not have been very useful to scan and store your estate documents electronically. They might not have held up in court and been enforceable. But now that these laws are in place, your digital documents can be counted on in any situation your original documents are lost or destroyed. So, if you have any questions about how electronic documents work, give us a call at 985-853-8557 or you can ask online at AllisonEstatePlanning.com.
Welcome to the Mailbag, where we answer questions about the law from you, our listeners. Today's question comes from a client who asked us about the security of a system like DocuBank. DocuBank stores your documents digitally on the internet, and his question was, could my personal documents be hacked? Well, rather than tackle this question personally, I enlisted the help of computer expert Tim McNabb, who I interviewed recently at the Quality Hotel, and here's what he had to say.
Okay, I'm here with my special guest, Tim McNabb, president of Pinnacle Computer Services, based in downtown Houma. And thanks for joining us on our show.
No, thanks for having me.
So, Tim, I wanted to talk to you about an issue that a client of mine brought up. One thing that we offer our clients is digitizing their estate planning documents and their medical records and putting them on the cloud so that they can be available in an emergency and so they can be safe from things like floods and fires and things like that. And my client, he said, well, what about hacking? Could my documents be hacked? And so I thought I'd talk to an expert and see what you thought. What are your thoughts about that?
Anything can be hacked. I would hate to give anybody the illusion that everything out on the internet is safe. As many people know, if you keep up with the news, the government's hacked. Large companies are hacked. There's a lot of businesses that throw a lot of resources at keeping people from invading their systems, but any of them can be hacked. What I tell my clients to look at is, what do you have that someone wants? And you may take special care of that bit of information. And an example would be a retail client who keeps credit card information. That would be something that we would have to, you know, have to take special care of. If we're talking about documents, like you're saying, your personal medical records, your some personal financial records, a lot of that stuff will go on if you put it on a cloud server. If you're President Obama, probably not a good idea. But if you don't have the enemies or the people trying to get your information, it's relatively safe there. They're using a 256 encrypted connection and link anytime you're looking at your information or passing it up and down. It's the same thing these banks are using when you do online banking. Again, if someone really wants to get to it.
If someone was willing to commit a felony to get
correct.
Your documents.
That is correct.
Then, I mean, you're not going to stop them, really. I mean, if they're willing to go that far. And another thing that occurred to me is that these records are probably already online. Your medical records, for example. I mean, have you dealt with hospitals?
Correct. They have their own inner system where they pass medical records in. And they're using the same secure socket layers that banking's using. Hospitals are using the same thing. They're using multiple layers, just like the banks, just like a lot of these Google Drive or your cloud services.
Yeah, we use a lot of Google Drive for our business. And you know, what I try to express to my clients is that, I mean, the real danger, the real security danger, especially around here, are things like floods, fires, things like that.
Yeah.
You know? And because I know, like, a lot of law offices have lost all of their documents because everything was in paper. And, you know, flood hit, you know, Gustav, Katrina, and it lost everything.
Correct. And you're correct. They're more in danger of a flood happening and losing their stuff during a flood or a natural disaster in South Louisiana than you would be being hacked. That would be the bigger worry. And also the cloud services I look at also is the benefit of getting that information. How fast and quickly medical records or one of those things that doctors' offices are able to transfer from one place to the other, relatively quickly.
Right. And that's one of the things that's one of the selling points we offer our clients is if they get a card, with a phone number that if they were out of town, got in an accident or overseas or something, the hospital could call that number and get all their medical records faxed to them immediately. And so it's a kind of a convenience and a speed kind of a thing.
Correct. And the other thing I would like to share is pass on the clients is pass their personal password security.
Yes.
More likely than the cloud service being hacked is their passwords being hacked. I've had more clients with hacked email passwords and that type stuff. Using what's called a middleman client or some type of middleman software where people are watching your ports and your IP addresses, back and forth capturing information
right.
and sorting through it to try to find hints of how to break into something. More times than not, they're just using it for storage or to use your email to send out mail that they don't want to get blocked on their system.
Yeah.
It's more of that stuff than to steal your information.
Yeah.
But password security, I see more of a problem with that than I do the services.
Yeah, so... So more on their end.
Correct. Most users' passwords, when I say that if I can figure your password out by pulling your credit report, you probably don't have a good password.
Okay.
Password. And you know, it's usually an address with a child's name or my wife's maiden name or something like that. Right. Well, that's one security class I took was that most passwords can be broken just by using a combination of someone's credit report, and I thought about myself. I was like, mine is. So I had to rethink how I do passwords. Yes. So that's more likely than the facility actually getting.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, hey, thank you very much, Tim. And if someone needed your services, they could reach you where?
Yes, Pinnacle Computer Services, 985-856-4042.
And you handle design and consulting.
Networks, and we maintain networks, maintain computer systems, software for business clients.
Great. Okay. Well, thank you, Tim, for joining us. Really appreciate it.
All right.
So that's it for the mailbag this week. You can email your questions to morgan@allisonattorneys.com or record your question on the podcast page on our website, allisonestateplanning.com, and your voice message might be heard on our show.
Well, that's all for this week. Thanks for listening to our show.
Next episode, learn about estate planning considerations after a divorce.
Bye.
Bye.
Get the latest episodes of this podcast, informative articles, and special exclusive offers from Allison & Allison and other providers delivered to your email inbox. Subscribe to our email newsletter at allisonestateplanning.com/newsletter.